About 2 weeks ago, Craig and I were all set to leave on vacation. I was looking forward to seeing my sister and her husband. They have a second home on Brigantine Island, which is a beach community in southern New Jersey. As we were pulling out of our driveway, this delightful feeling washed over me. I call it the awe factor. To me, the awe factor is that sense of total relaxation, knowing that all the stresses and obligations in my life will be held in abeyance the night until I return back to town. Maybe a lot of you, too, have felt that same temporary sense of release from the pressures of your life. And I was most definitely thinking of my so-called awe factor when reading from today's gospel. Jesus and his disciples were exhausted. Can you imagine if they lived in our world today? They probably all have cell phones and pagers attached to their belts. Jesus was a busy man in Mark, always on the go. Mark recorded fewer words of Jesus than the other gospel writers did because he preferred to portray Jesus as a man of action. One reason for this was because people sought Jesus' help with their problems, and he was moved with compassion when he saw them. The sixth chapter of Mark is a good example of this. The two largest crowds that surround Jesus are seen in this chapter and are both filled with needy people. But today's reading, however, highlights not only the needs of the masses, but also the needs of Jesus and his disciples. While Jesus certainly had compassion upon those in the crowd that were like sheep without a shepherd, he also had compassion upon his disciples who returned from their first missionary journey needing rest. We can only imagine why Mark included this in his text. Evidently, there is an important lesson he wanted to share with his readers. Now, what is this lesson? Could it be caregivers must take care of themselves? Nowadays, according to a study by the National Sleep Foundation, the average employed American works a 46-hour work week. Not included in this number are the hours spent outside of work, hours spent caring for children, parents, and friends, hours spent driving kids to doctor's appointments and sporting events, hours spent keeping up home and lawns, keeping up churches, and just plain old keeping up. Do you sometimes go to bed at night and wonder when it was during the day just spent that you had more than 5 minutes of uninterrupted time? Time to be still, to be engaged, to be in prayer, to be. Barbara Brown Taylor is an Episcopalian priest and is known as one of the top 10 preachers in the United States. I have read many of her books relating to pastoring. One book she has written is called Leaving Church. She writes about how she finds herself wondering how much she is willing to live a life where she feels so disconnected from, well, life. The following is an excerpt from this book. On what grounds did I fast from the daily bread of birdsong and starlight? The obvious answer was that I was a priest. And I think you can put in any profession that consumes you. That I was a priest with more crucial things to do than to go for a walk around the park. I had been blessed with work so purposeful that taking time off from it felt like a betrayal of divine trust. I was a minister of the gospel in a congregation set in the center of a city of never-ending human need. When I went home at night, I carried with me all the stories I had heard that day, from the young woman who had just discovered that the baby she carried inside of her was deformed, to the old man who had just lost his wife of 57 years. She goes on to say, "I knew that I would hear more such stories the next day and the day after that, with no healing power, but the power of listening at my command." In my case, she states, "I knew I was tired when I started seeing things that were not there. Driving home in the evening, I would see the crushed body of a brown dog lying in the middle of the street up ahead, causing a great howl of grief to rise up inside of me. By the time I got closer, it had turned into a crushed cardboard box instead. When this happened twice in a row, I knew I was tired." Now, while Barbara Brown Taylor's is an extreme example of exhaustion, we all have our markers. The things that tell us that we are tapped beyond what is safe or smart to spend. And I suspect that maybe half of us in this room have seen those things, felt them in the sweet gift of our body, sometime within the last month, maybe even today. Well, we're not alone, and we aren't without soul kin in this business of dealing with too much. The needs of others are overwhelming, and most caregivers feel guilty if they take time for themselves. So as a hospital chaplain, I can certainly identify with Barbara Brown Taylor's words. A careful reading of the last half of Mark 6 reveals the tension Jesus felt to take care of his personal needs and the needs of those around him. Twice he tried to get rest, and both times he was interrupted. And when the disciples had returned from their missionary trip, Jesus sensed that they needed rest. On that mission, they discovered, perhaps to their surprise, that they could do much of what they had observed Jesus do. They were empowered to teach, preach, and heal. They left the mission as disciples, but when they returned flushed with success, Mark refers to them as apostles for the first time. It was a new title signifying a new relationship with Jesus. No longer were they disciples with mere learner's permits, unable to do anything on their own. They had been sent forth with the authority of a commission. They were apostles. So their mission had been successful, but draining. Even as they shared their reports with Jesus, people continued to come to them asking for help. When you have people pulling and tugging you in many directions, it's hard to think about your own needs. Perhaps the psalmist had this in mind when he wrote, "He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." And when you really read the 23rd Psalm more closely, perhaps you will notice the imperative used. "He makes me lie down," which allows me to see this psalm in a whole new light. Following this idea a bit further, do you know which of the Ten Commandments is the longest? It's the one about honoring the Sabbath. "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. I'll be honest with you all. I am definitely preaching this to myself. God knew He didn't make us to be Energizer bunnies. Our batteries run down and need recharging. Our spirits must be replenished. We must rest and regroup and bear witness to the wisdom that caused God to call us to Sabbath rest. Maybe, just maybe, I can begin to allow myself to feel that wonderful sense of relief, what I call my awe factor, more frequently, not just when I'm going on vacation. And I suggest that maybe if Jesus was carrying a cell phone and a pager, He would know when to turn them off. It's summer. May we slow down, yield, rest a while. Amen.